If I'm not mistaken, Rod McDonald, you shared his song, White Buffalo. Isn't he also the person who wrote A Sailor's Prayer?
Yes.
And which is one of my absolute favorite songs. I can never be less than uplifted when I sing that song. And I don't know, but does Rod McDonald have songs in the new songbook? I've got the book, but I haven't read all 1,200 songs yet.
I can honestly say I have not either. I believe there are a couple of his songs in the book, but Rod had a big influence on me, and as long as I'm offered a little credit where it's due, you know, while Pete Seeger and Cat Stevens and a lot of those folks had an influence on me musically, you know, they didn't come to my hometown and give concerts, but Rod did. He was there once a year, once every 18 months, giving a performance in Rockford, Illinois. He bridged the gap. He made the music accessible, and he taught me in some ways some of the missing links between loving the music and figuring out how to really get involved with it in the national and international touring circuit. Almost 10 years to the day after I opened for Rod the first time, I opened for Rod a second time out in Olympia, Washington, and he gave me his phone number then and invited me to keep in touch, and I did. You know, at least once a year, I'd call Rod and hit him with a bunch of questions and chat with him about music and the life and seek advice. And now several times we have performed together, co-billed, and recently he opened a show for my trio for Brother Son, and I was just... You know, it just felt like this weird, inappropriate inversion of the proper order of things. I was like, no, Rob doesn't open a show for me. That's not how this works. You know, that's not the way this goes. You know, but of course, good stagecraft says you never put a soloist on after an ensemble because it's a different kind of energy. You know, that's just when you're crafting a show. So it was by no means a hierarchical thing. It was just one of those moments where I was like, wow. You know, like I'd look at the person I was at 14 and I'd look at the guy I am at 43, creeping up on my 44th birthday in February. And I'd look at the distance that I have traveled in those 30 years. And it's kind of amazing that I set out to follow a dream, to follow a muse, to follow an idea of handcrafted music, of music about real people and real events in the world, not a construct made for commercial radio, but to use music as a form of journalism, to tell the stories of the world and the stories of the heart. You know, Utah Phillips used to say to me on more than one occasion, he would say something to the effect of, Joe, never let the facts interfere with the truth. I very much want the facts to be out there with journalistic integrity, but there are truths that transcend just the mere facts. And I think that's what music does so elegantly and eloquently. When it's done well, music can transcend the mere facts and create of a factual thing or of a story of the world or of the heart. They can create something that lives on in our mind and in our memory and that we refer back to and that reminds us to aspire to our highest potential. And the gift that all of these artists gave me as a young person was the idea that this was possible and that I could be a part of this community. And the wonder for me now in my early 40s is that the journey of my life, while it felt very crooked moving forward, now I look back and it seems like such a straight line, such a crazy straight line from opening that show for Rod at 14 to now being a journeyman craftsman engaged in this work.